You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.
Good morning again, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome back. This is now the segment with my co-host on a Wednesday. The NPTA speaks. They have found themselves a home here with us, and we are glad to have them. As this morning, we are going to be discussing a very important topic as it relates to parenting, something that we advocate from its birth of this particular program. Parenting seminar taking place tomorrow, empowering and supporting parents and other caregivers. This seminar will deal with building resilience and promoting the holistic development of the child for safe and secure family and educational environment. Good morning to you, Walter.
Good morning to you, Davey, and of course, good morning to your listenership. Hard to believe you never voted before. To believe that, man.
Why not hard to believe? I mean, other people talk to me and they never did it.
Never did it.
My father used to quarrel all the time.
Why aren't you going to vote?
Yeah, you think your polling card is here. Bacchanal and he a PNM. So he was a PNM.
Bacchanal
with me and he used to just watch him. You see, the thing about it is, Walter, I understand that these individuals, especially those that came in under Dr. Rowley.
Yes.
I applaud the fact that Dr. Rowley brought in new people, because we had advocated many times in this country to do away with recycled politicians.
Right, some new faces. Yes.
John Jeremy is a recycled politician.
Right.
He served under Patrick Manning and BNN, now in UNC. You're seeing them people crossing the floor once it benefits and serves their agenda. There's no true morality and backbone and tenacity with our politicians.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you have, I always believe, Dr. Nyan Gatsby-Dolly and Shamfa Kodjo and others of the likes came into the politics bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's right.
And
that's
then they meet the stalwarts like Fitzy Boy. They meet Colm Imbert. They meet Dr. Rowley.
They meet
the Camille Robinson Regis and others.
So they
want to do certain things for their constituents. They want to change this. Hold up. Slow your roll. You're not reaching.
We're
glad to have you.
I know, but.
And they started to treat it like, be grateful that Dr. Rowley gave you a position in here. Take your time. Because if you go to stand up for something.
Problems.
Imagine you call a meeting as the president of the National Parent Teachers Association.
Yeah.
Oh, before you was president.
Right.
Before you was president, you call this meeting, and in this meeting, you watching the leadership of the presidency and you want to be part of it. I want to say good morning to my friend Julian Fraser. All right. You want to be part of the presidency. You want to get that position, but you're a member.
Right. Only a member. Yeah.
You're coming there, you're glad you're sitting in the boardroom.
Yeah.
And then while you're speaking or want to give an opinion, other board members say, Hush, boy.
Cool it.
If you go to talk out against that man, the next thing you know,
problems.
You might oust you.
Exactly.
What you do? You want to, at one point, you want to ascend to the leadership. You're working your way up.
You have to succumb to that, you know, boy. You won the position.
There you go.
Quiet like a llama.
Because if you talk, you become unpopular.
And they
throw you out.
Yeah.
Because you not, nah, you against me. Because you're seeing things. Now that you are the head.
Right.
I mean, do you listen to your membership?
Of course.
Of course you do.
You must. Yeah.
But do you listen with an ear to understand or an ear to respond?
You need to understand. Yeah.
Listen with an ear to understand.
Yeah,
so let's talk about this important seminar that's coming up. Share your insights with us this morning.
Good.
How it came about.
Right. Last, when we got in the office, Davey, in 2023, this executive I have the pleasure to lead, we looked at what is taking place in the society, the decadence that is taking place in our schools, in our society. You know, crime was on the upsurge. And we decided that one of the reasons that this is happening is because of poor or no parenting whatsoever. So that parents were not doing their jobs and their responsibilities in the home. And we penned a 20-page document referred to as a parenting proposal. This is what we wanted to chart the course in order to help our parents, giving our parents the tools, the knowledge, the skills to be able to be better parents. Now, there's never going to be an ideal parent or the perfect parent, but it will certainly help you how to become a better parent. I'm happy to say that we made contact with PACSO, Policy and Community Support Organization, Office, which comes under the ambit of Ministry of Homeland Security. And they've agreed to partner with us, together with Trinidad Tobago Association of Psychologists and the Trinidad Tobago Association of Social Workers. And we are all coming together on Friday in Trinity College East to have this parenting seminar.
Who can attend?
Long overdue. We are looking for parents of children within the age group 10 to 14 in the initial stages, because we believe that there is where there is the most high-risk, vulnerable students and children in our society. So we are first targeting that. We are looking primarily at our PTA-affiliated schools within two regions for now, St. George and Port of Spain. And we are intending to roll out this throughout the length and breadth of Trinidad and Tobago.
So you're starting with Trinity East first?
Yes. But no, well, that's the venue.
That's the venue.
We're targeting St. George East.
St. George East, East. The community, the area.
Exactly.
And you're, of course, you're, and you're transitioning
you're
across.
Going to all the other regions as well.
And parents, what age group is that again?
We're looking at 10 to 14.
10 to 14.
Initial launch.
Yes. Is this a paid event? Do you have to pay?
No, it's quite free. We're inviting the public. Once you think that this can benefit you, and we know it can benefit you, you can be a part of this arrangement. Day after tomorrow, it's Friday actually, Friday the 10th of April.
But that being said, what are some of the things that this seminar is expected to touch on? And I want you to delve into it a little bit more.
Okay. So you have a situation where you are a parent. You came with no manual, you came with no pathway to be a parent. And this seminar is going to assist you in looking at ways and means to better your parenting skills and knowledge, so that we can to be able to refer you to agencies and personnel who can assist you in becoming a better parent. So that there'll be a wide cross-section of psychologists, a wide cross-section of psychiatrists, a wide cross-section of people who are in the know and can assist us in better parenting our children. That's the bottom line.
When it comes to empowering a parent, mm-hmm. a caregiver,
right?
What does that look like? What is that measured against?
Right. It helps to ascertain your skills as a parent. And if you are able to do a good job, a good task of parenting your children, so that you are empowered in terms of your communication. You're able to communicate with your children. You are empowered with regards to your discipline matrix. You're able to know how and when to discipline your child. You're empowered with regards to guiding your child along the academic pathway, for example. So all these skills and attributes are going to be meted out to you. You're going to be trained, as it were, with regards to that, because parenting is the greatest skill there is in this world. Greater than any engineer, greater than any plumber, greater than any electrician, for example. And there has to be a learned trajectory how to be able to take your parenting from one stage to the next. As the child begins to grow, they're going to be many challenges, many troubles, many trials and tribulations, and you have to know how to be able to deal and treat with those challenges as and when they do arise.
Hello, good morning, Morales. Hello, good morning.
Hey, pleasant morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like it today. Hey, Mr. Walsh, how are you going, man?
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
I'm
good.
I'm good. Meeting, man.
Sorry?
See that fellow we have there sitting here voting? You know, sometimes you're talking, you haven't listened, sometimes you just sound like UNC, you just sound like PN, sometimes you sound like everything together.
Oh, please.
See, that was the point. All right, you know, that, the parenting skill program, right, you know, based on how our society and how children, how you know, the mother is going right down now,
right?
And we have to face reality. So, you know, we need to kind of like prepare, and maybe we need to have the program incorporate the children to be able to start at primary school, you know, start one, start five in the car. As a four, five child now, at that age, after 9-11 years, what they know and what they're exposed to. We were not even exposed to our 30s, or 40s, based on, you know, the information with the social media and so on.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of like sanitize them even from that age. And in that kind of part of life, no matter what you do, whether they plan it or not, they're going to do the thing that I bring to you. Have a blessed Sunday.
All right,
I would want
you
to go even further than that, Davey. Mm. I would want to think antenatal as well, even when the mother is pregnant and going to our public health institutions for care and attention. We are supposed to expose this mother and, of course, her significant other as to what they are getting into as parents. So it starts there. It starts at the antenatal stage.
You know, but even if we attempt to do that, what sort of initiative would the NPTA engage in terms of getting persons, stakeholders, relevant stakeholders, to buy into the narrative that once a person becomes pregnant, before giving birth, you can come to these centers or areas and empower yourselves, enrich your mind in terms of what to expect in childbirth and beyond.
And that is where the marketing strategy has to be employed, because we in Sydney would want to embark on a marketing strategy so that when the parent, because of course you must go to some institution, be it private or public, but let's go with the public, and we are going to engage the Ministry of Health with regards to the mandatory involvement of the NPTA and, of course, our stakeholders to get into the public institutions and be able to speak with and train our parents, would be parents then, of course, how to be a parent, how to be a better parent, what you are getting into. This is something that is sacrosanct as a parent. It's not happenstance or just by VAPS. Mm-hmm. And you have to know how to be able to parent your child from day one.
When you talk about resilience, yeah, and building and taking a holistic approach to the development of children, mm-hmm, and child rearing, what is this resilience advice or approach going to look like at that seminar on Friday?
It's really about building capacity, building the traits that are necessary to be able to deal with your children. Conflict resolution, for example, managing your child in different moods and attitudes. And as I said before, communicating with your child. There needs to be a greater line of communication between parent and child. And the parent, if you are looking at your child, understand your child, even when your child is going through trauma, when your child is going through depression, when the child is going through different situations in life, because you are so in tuned and connected with your child that you're able to identify very early when the child is experiencing any challenges or any problems whatsoever. So it's building capacity, really, we are talking about.
We understand how we grew up as children, eh?
Yeah.
When we were in those stages. We know now the world has gravitated towards a technology,
yes,
in such a way where at the fingertips, children are able to access things. One parent was saying to me that another child said to her child that you could go on to this site and watch this, and your parents can't track it. How do you help parents who don't even understand technology to navigate these waters? Because these are uncharted waters for many parents.
Unprecedented.
And it's on a level that is probably has surpassed what we knew back then.
Exactly, yeah. No, I look at my grandchildren, for example. The youngest is 2 years old, and they're able to navigate the cell phone.
That's right.
Even better than I could. And I'm wondering, what kind of world are we getting into when the child is so awkward with what is taking place on a screen? You know? And you're correct. We have to now look at ways and means to be able to monitor and, of course, guide our children with regards to what sites, of course, they could access and, you know, make sure that they access the proper and responsible sites.
Because I am just thinking, if a parent themselves don't truly understand exactly how to navigate these troubled waters, you know, how does this seminar help empower them and enrich their mindset to think, well, you know, this is what I could do? Because, again, technology is before us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have Atomos, I think.
Yeah,
this mission to the moon.
Exactly. Yeah,
currently on its way.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Every day
heading
going
back
up.
Now. Heading back.
I think they're on the way back. They would have crossed the furthest point in space.
Yes,
they didn't touch down on the moon.
No.
They just went around it. They saw it, took images, and they're back to Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing about it is, with this type of advancement in the world, a 2-3 year old navigating and perusing electronic devices. How do we help educate parents to deal with it? Is it that we take them off? Because I don't understand it, so here, but you're not going on it.
I know, exactly.
Is that the approach?
No, not at all.
How do we help parents understand they need it?
Yeah, but...
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, it all goes down again to the effective and responsible use of technology. And I know that there are various apps available that parents will have control over the size that their children are exposed to and they use. So that we certainly would need to look at our digital criteria, and of course put the people responsible in that industry, in that field, and be able to guide our parents how to be able to deal with your children when they are on those particular sites, when they are in front of their devices.
Indeed so. Yeah. And who do we have, before I get to that next question, we're talking about a secure family and an educational environment.
Yes.
When people hear the terminology educational, they automatically think it's academics.
Yeah.
Does the word educational in development or educational environment only surround itself around academics? And if no, what does it entail?
Oh, no, certainly. We are looking at the holistic child here as well. The child who is sporting inclined. Look at the medals that we won, 35, just recently in Grenada. We are looking at the culturally inclined child, for example, good at music, good at dancing, good at drama, and you know, we're looking at as well the technically oriented child as well, very good with the hands. So you are a good hairdresser, you are a good dressmaker, etc. So that we are looking at the holistic child, which is more than academia. It is looking at the other disciplines as well to make you a responsible prison in society.
How do we help build parents' mindset to accept their children's inability to excel academically, but they are doing well, as you say, in dressmaking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And before you, while you think about the response to that question, I want to say good morning to Eclifili.
Okay.
And there is another, oh my gosh, her name.
Iluzio.
I'm seeing it. She is Anya Ayongchi as well.
Okay. Renowned.
I want to say good morning because parents have this mindset. I need to go and boast my child get this.
Yeah.
But your child can't do it.
Exactly.
Let's take this call before you answer. Hello, good morning.
Good. Hello?
Yes, good morning,
good
sir.
Good morning.
And good morning to your guests, the NPP.
Good
morning, sir.
Yes, good morning.
NPTA, right. Princess Tong here. Mr. PTA, NCPTA, I wanted to ask you your position on, one, we have this perennial problem of schools not finishing their syllabus on time. You hear parents and students talking about, and there's a rush, especially coming down to SEA and all of that. What is your NTPA doing about that? What is your position on that? And because this sometimes causes a lot of parents to go for lessons and incur a lot of costs because, and it's the very teachers that are engaged in giving private lessons all over the country. And something I think a lot of us are very, very concerned about because it is burdensome to a lot of parents who can't afford it. And the second point I have, what are your thoughts? I think some time ago, years ago, we were talking about school boards.
Right.
I think a pilot or project was done or whatever. And I think that was an excellent position that if we use our schools and establish boards and integrate the schools with the community, the business, the social people, everybody get together. So the school really becomes a part of the community as an institution.
Yeah.
I think we'll see better performance, better support for the schools. And all wrong, it will improve performance academically and otherwise. I would like to hear your thoughts on these two issues. Thank you, Princess Tom.
Well, the first point, and thank you very much, Kola. The first point is the readiness of the child for the certification or for the examination at the end of, let's say, 7 years in the primary school and 5 years in the secondary school. And our target is really to ensure that once the child enters the school from day one, the focus is on completing the curriculum in each year to be able to ensure that the child is ready, prepared for the examination at the end of 7 years in the primary school. Many of us are always using standard 3 or standard 4 as the ballpark for rushing your child now to be able to prepare for the examinations at the SEA level. That should be rubbished. The child should be ready for the examination from the time they enter the infant one and they are spreading their academic performance throughout the entire 7 years in preparation for the examinations at the SEA level. The other issue with regards to the local school boards. At one time, Davey, we had local school boards in all our public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we need to revisit because these local school boards were assisting the school in the management of the school and organizing programs and plans in order to be an effective school. And it's something that we need to be revisiting. Because look at the denominational schools, for example, with their school boards. And they have a track record of doing extremely well. And the same needs to apply now to a public secondary schools or public primary schools as well.
So as it relates, thank you very much for responding to Princess Tong. So as it relates to helping parents get the mindset and accept that my child may not do well academically, but to tap into other areas where the child can at least earn an honest dollar. And
yes.
I did say good morning to Anya Yongchi, Eclifili, and others.
Yes.
You know, there's a reason.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? How is the NPTA? How is this seminar going to help parents to understand, listen, we have some challenges here academically.
Yeah.
Let's see how we can get you molded as a positive contributor to society, still earning a legal and honest dollar and building yourself.
And it's really about the mindset change. Yeah? And of course, it wouldn't happen with one seminar, for example, or even two seminars. People need to change their mindset that just as you want your son, daughter to be a doctor, an engineer, a lawyer, your son can be, as you said, an Eclifili and Anya Ayongchi and can do extremely well. I made a point here already on several occasions. A plumber came to my house. I think you also had the same experience as well. And in 10 minutes, $300. I mean, you can earn substantial income and be able to
sustain yourself.
Exactly, by using your skill as a technical person.
And that's so true, but yeah. That is so, so true. It's just that we have to get parents to...
Yeah, the mindset, boy. The
to
mindset.
Remove away, yeah. You know. And it's all about the bragging rights, you know.
Correct,
right?
Exactly.
They're working
exactly.
In the office.
Yeah, my child is so-and-so.
Yeah, my child do well. And they post it up. My child that's get right. All A's. And
right.
You ain't want to post up your child get B, an E's.
No, not at all.
You ain't posting up that, you know. You're not looking for the other artistic developments of the child, but you just don't have the bragging rights as
exactly.
Your coach. And what your child doing?
What are you going to say?
What are you going to say? Well, you're not doing... Well, when it comes to academics, you don't have matter to mention
exactly.
That. You can say, you know, I realize my son real good with carpentry.
Correct, exactly.
That boy and sculpted something the other day. We built a bench
fantastic.
The other day.
Yeah.
And started let him build things and sell to your co-workers.
Exactly, exactly. And you will see the entrepreneurship as well in the guy.
There you go. Yeah. Hello, good morning, Morales. Good morning. 625-2257 and 627-3223. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. You know, Mr. Walters?
Yes, sir.
How disposes the new education minister is with the school boards? Because that was an initiative in order to have a greater interest in the school.
Right.
Like, we saw the system working well in the international schools that they
right.
Mentioned just now.
Yes.
So that was an idea by, I can't remember which admission it was, to develop the school boards in the government secondary schools so you'll have the interest.
Yes.
Or kind of like the similar kind of interest that you have in the board schools.
Right.
In order. So this minister coming from a background of a school board school,
I
think he should be more disposed to the idea of revamping them. So they will keep us in touch as how how that progress goes.
And let me say that this minister... Oh, sorry.
You know,
go ahead, sir.
Like
go ahead.
People like to boast about the children about... Yeah. When I know you are a good carpenter, you know, you said before, boast about... Well, you know, you are easy, you are a doctor, you know, so we need to kind of reconcile ourselves because... All society, they have a saying, if you only have a doctor, you have no patient. So we need to recall the society because I myself come from a background, my dad was a retired principal. I get real licks in order when I decided to drift off to the trade area. So not as bad as in my day, but it was licks. I get licks like that. And if I didn't have a strong will, I could have got broken mentally.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I couldn't blame them because you know, that was the culture shift in those days.
Yeah.
Everybody, you do have IGC, everybody got a government work, a lot of teacher or some class, whatever, and that was
So, all right, Morales.
We can work on how to reculture, because everybody's important.
All right.
And having a society function. Bless him, man. Bye.
I like
one
that statement. Everybody's important.
Yeah, one thing I can say of this minister that he's very open to new ideas, suggestions, recommendations, very open to that. And once he remains so in tune with what is taking place underground, this local school board could be revisited.
Beautiful. Corporal Zahir Ali.
Yes.
Says to say good morning to the NPTA.
Oh, good morning
president.
To you. And of course, again, kudos to Corporal Zahir Ali. He is, as it were, the brainchild of this whole arrangement coming this Friday. It is he I spoke with. And of course, he was able to push and propel the powers that be to have this under the Ministry of Homeland Security. That's the ministry that he operates under. And of course, this is being pushed by the minister from that level all the way down, including PACSO, Policy and Community Support Office. Mr. Zahir Ali, good morning to you. Look forward to seeing you later.
Yes, he had spoken to me about this a couple of weeks. Yes.
Good.
I remember he had messaged me about this seminar that was coming up.
Very
good morning
good.
To you, Corporal. Hello, good morning, caller. All right. Hello, good morning. All right, call me back. I saw the number coming up a few moments ago. 625-2257 and 627-3223. And... one texter is saying to me, Davey, 20% of children know their timetables on entering secondary schools. What parents and teachers are doing at the primary school level, we end up with a 20% pass rate in Form 5. Is this accurate?
Well, I'm told by the statistics that 70% of the students who would have scored above 50% would normally get a 5 or more subjects.
Or more subjects.
End of the year. Yes.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Davey. Q-Rep here.
Yes, Q-Rep. Good morning to you.
I'm to the guest.
Morning, sir.
I felt very proud to see our young people coming home from the Carista Championships on the news last
definitely.
Night. I felt really encouraged. And, you know, I feel very strongly that sport can be an avenue that can empower young people and give them a sense of belonging as well as a sense of confidence. I'm asking you, sir, in your capacity as the head of the NPTA, does the NPTA play any role in the various schools with regard to sport, yeah, and the use of sport,
yeah,
as a vehicle for empowerment. I'll listen up to you. Thank you.
And thank you for your question, Kureb. Well, we do promote, as well as I said, the all disciplines that schools are involved in. We promote all those disciplines, and of course we are really backing sporting oriented schools as well that push sports. For example, I know of students who would choose as their first choice schools that have a sporting background as well because of the involvement in sports.
Well done. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I just want to share a quick story. Parents, mothers and fathers need to be with their children regardless of what road they go in. They have their hands to yank the chain and pull back their children, support them in everything that they are doing. I deem myself to be a single parent, and it wasn't easy having to walk the school road back and forth to go and check and see. Mm-hmm. Go and the school called me, they didn't call me, I go in because he used to give a little trouble. But I know that, so I will be there all the time. Just whenever I get any time, I just go in by that school. And today, my son is 40 years.
Wow.
And to me, he could be a bit better, but he's on a good road.
Focused, yeah.
Correct. You just need to be. Don't leave your children.
Yeah.
Don't leave your children for society. That's your responsibility,
correct,
and you need to take that.
Yeah. Well said, Mom.
Congratulations. I mean, we can all do better.
Of course.
But
of course,
at least your 40-year-old child is on a good trajectory.
Correct.
Outside of the law enforcement on his hands.
That's right.
He's there.
Right. Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To you and your guests. You know,
good
one
morning.
Of the things that I... Morning, sir. I think... I don't know how strong the Parent Teachers Association is in relation to secondary school attendance regarding parents. And, right. I don't know how strong that is.
Right.
I'm more here from the primary school. But the other thing, like the previous caller recommended sports, you all ever recommended the whole question of the reintroduction of the post-primary aspect of primary schooling that would give a more revisiting developmental aspect of children with low grades instead of sending them to secondary school where they might more be disruptive in that context? Do you all do that?
Food for thought. It is definitely something to consider because some of our students, especially those under the 30%, 30% rate, do need some additional time to be able to be matured and settled before they get into the secondary school. Because once they get in there and they are incapable, they become highly disruptive. So that we have to definitely revisit what is taking place in our primary schools, giving our students enough time to mature and, of course, to
adapt. But is the 30% mark, that's your benchmark?
Yeah, that's the benchmark.
But, so but 31, 32, you're in a secondary. Anything 30 and under?
No, the 30% are still allowed to go into the secondary school.
30%?
Yeah,
so from
exactly.
29 down?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But of course, it's something that we need to revisit as well because the 30 percentile are also, and even under, are sometimes allowed to go into the secondary school. And they would organize remedial classes for them, especially during the Java period, so that they would be better ready to adopt.
Could the NPTA chat with relevant stakeholders in the Ministry of Education about an ECC program or an ECCE, I think it's early childhood, program in this on a secondary level, because children develop on different stages.
Of course.
So they may be a bit slower now, but then they gravitate to work and at least give them an opportunity for secondary education.
Certainly.
Is this a conversation the NPTA and the Ministry will be engaged in?
It's something that is instructive, you know, and I can see that working as well in the system to again help the children who are slow learners.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Hello, good morning.
Davy, am I to be educated that over 30% you're entering a secondary school?
Yes, they are. They do accept them under 30% as well.
I think that should be, that's where we have problems.
Yeah.
The aptitude of children, 30%, they need to have special attention in post-primary. And that could, like the previous caller outlined in relation to sports, there's where you build in relation to sports and other aspects of their development, either mixing academia with sports. And your question of what we normally use long-term trade. Trade is a different concept now because it's more digitalized.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things to revisit under the parent teachers. association, with respect to, I don't know how much respect you have in that circle, but definitely you all awaken a whole Pandora's box this morning on a lot of things that need attention for the development of our children. Good program,
but what is important as well is for us to even think, how is a child even getting under 30% at that after covering 7 years of school life? That is critical, I mean, for us to look at. Why must a child, after covering 7 years of primary school, end up with under 30%?
That's crazy.
It is.
Good morning. One school in the area, the teacher is absent regular. Then give extra classes to complete the syllabus where parents have to pay. That has been a complaint since Adam was small.
Yeah.
Well, Adam was never small. Moses.
Talks about leadership and governance in our schools. We have
there
to
you
look
go.
At that. Yeah.
Good morning. Very quickly with your question, please.
David Boy, listen to Mr. Young next to you there.
Good morning.
So I have a recommendation for a better TNT. It's all about a better TNT. Now, the Polish Youth Club should be in every school, especially the secondary school. That bad boy schools, and they will have a lot of discipline and tolerance. Without these organizations coming into play, these children will go haywire. So I'm hoping that, and Mr. Shabadu is doing a good job, you know. If we get the Polish Youth Club in every school, especially the secondary school, we will have a better TNT. And thanks to the government for getting police in school. This is what some of them personally want to know. They want to see...
Again, all right, thanks. Yeah. Somebody say yes, bring back the post-primary. Post-primary was a thing. I want you all to understand something. It was said to me in confidence by an officer who is part of SOPO.
Okay, he's part of it.
Power's limited.
Right.
Can't arrest a child in uniform.
Right. Yeah,
you can't put them in a marked police vehicle.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as much as the officers are there,
they
are restricted in how they can treat with things. So again, legislation needs to be revisited as to what the police can do with these errant students, because these students...
Oh, yeah.
Remember telling the story with the man coming with the knife?
He
peeling orange in school? You understand? He got to peel apples. And when the police restrain him, they had to keep him, and they can't put handcuffs on him. Right. He's in a uniform. They had to get two ununiformed officers to come in with an unmarked police car.
Right,
and
you
can't use your personal police vehicle as a police officer to do it neither. And then they had to wait how much hours because the unmarked vehicle is in a different jurisdiction.
Correct.
We are bombarded with problems, yet we push a solution and we didn't think about it holistically.
Revisit the laws,
We need to revisit that. Definitely. So in conclusion, this seminar, remind us briefly.
On Friday
again.
At the Trinity College East Auditorium, the Cheryl F. Graves Auditorium, this coming Friday from 8 o'clock, it's all day, 8 o'clock until 4 p.m.
And who are some of the speakers that will be there?
We have the TNT AP psychologist, Mrs. Victoria Jilal Singh, and of course the Minister of Homeland Security would also be there with the feature address.
Should people walk with their snacks?
Oh, no. Lunch will be provided as well.
And this is free to all parents and caregivers?
Free to all parents, exactly. Free to all parents and caregivers this coming Friday, 8 o'clock at Trinity College East Auditorium.
Thank you so much, Walter, for passing through. As per usual, inside the NPTA Speaks every Wednesday, you can get us here on Freedom 106.5 FM with some great conversations from these individuals. And we thank you, the listeners and callers, for your contributions this morning. Tuska Martinez is in the building. She's up next with the Human Impact. Stay with us here on Freedom and enjoy the rest of the day. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow we are at the Radisson Hotel for the Compliance Risk Banking and Finance. This is the Tech AML 2026, where we will begin with real conversations on fintech, risk, leadership, and regulation. It's happening at the Festival Ballroom, Radisson Hotel, Trinidad. Or you can join online and send an email to the conference at nemlctt.com. Call them at 222-8928 for more information. Until the next one. When you miss us, we gone.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
106.5.